Gladly with Palmer House courtesy. Heaven help us if our courtesy should expire and we lost the innate desire to treat all the guests with courtesy. see. Palmer House Courtesy. It's up to us to strive to keep it alive. We need it badly, badly to keep our profession in session. If we tumble and with our guests we slip, we can never recover the friendship which would be lost without courtesy. Palmer House Courtesy. Now if we do right with our convention, if we do right, then our guests will know that we want them in the Palmer House where they belong. If we do right, they'll belong. But with our courtesy and hostability, they'll come back gladly, gladly, fellow staff member. It's not a lost cause, we can always win. With pleasing the guests, we'll be in life flint. Our hostability with courtesy, use our courtesy. Palmer House Courtesy.
The golden rule which you learned when you were in school. I think you should follow each request. Your welcome should bring you happiness. Our guest will stay if we treat them right. They'll come back by day and by night.
For traditions of mine host. G is for the guests we try to serve. I is for the interest we must maintain. F is for the facts we have to know. Put them all together, they spell. T is for the theory that we learned here. G is for the grades we did uphold. I is for the ideas that we promoted. F is for the faculty so bold. Put them all together, they spell. Thank God it's Friday, the day that means the most to me.
Thousands of guests have come to the Palmer House. A great many more will follow, that's fine. Medical groups and businessmen of every rank and file will come here to sleep and wine and dine.
They have all come to us for our service plus, which we give to them graciously without a fuss. Years of experience has taught us this courtesy through hostability. Our hostability is the ability servicing our guests in every way. Making good friends is important to our success. Each success reflecting friendliness. Agreeing with our guests is the courteous way. Arguing is something we never do. Finding it wise to apologize or even try to improvise for mistakes, and we always say thank you. Hearing the song we sing, do you get the point? For all this advice is free here today. To service our guests is the job we have to do. Practice courtesy is what we try to say. They have all come to us for our service plus, which we give to them graciously without a fuss. Years of experience has taught us this courtesy through hostability.
Training department.
Miss Thornton, this is Blackstone. Has the meeting started yet?
It's just about ready to start now. Why?
I'm having a job getting down there. I may be late. Who's doing what today?
Well, Mr. Curtis is a chairman. He's just starting the meeting. It's number 313. He's going to announce that Mr. Lefevre is going to present the convention report.
Well, I'll try and get there. Thanks.
Training department.
Say, Blackstone again. I haven't been able to make it yet. How's the meeting going?
Well, Mr. Lefevre has just finished, and Mr. Curtis is about to ask Mr. Kelly to give the rooms report.
Thanks. I can't get away yet.
Okay. Training department.
Has the feature started yet?
No, Mr. Kelly has just finished the rooms report, and Mr. Curtis is asking Mr. Scott to give the food and beverage report.
Okay.
Training department.
Are the reports over yet?
No, Mr. Curtis is going to ask Mr. DeVoe to give the banquet report. You'd better hurry.
I'm trying to. Thanks.
Training department.
Has the feature started yet? Who's speaking?
No, Mr. DeVogue just finished. Mr. Curtis is going to make the introduction now. It's going to be Miss McMurray. She's going to talk about the telephone department.
Oh, gosh, that ought to be good.
Yes, she's going to let the audience listen in on some of the calls as they come through the switchboard. Boy, you ought to be here.
I know. I have to wait for a call from a man, and as soon as he calls, I'll dash down. Can you leave the phone near the door so I can hear Mac until this call comes in, and then I won't miss too much?
All right, I'll leave the phone off the hook, and you see if you can hear her.
The Palmer House.
May I speak to Mr. Curtis?
Just a moment, sir.
Train Department, Curtis. Mr. Curtis, I sure am glad you got in all right. We were worried about you, and we certainly do not want to miss you. How are you?
Well, fine, thank you. How are you?
Couldn't be better. Tell me, what time can you see me when you have a little time to spare?
Why, how about right now?
Well, we wouldn't be able to get the girls up here until this afternoon. How about up in my suite about 3? Then you can talk to each one of them in turn and make your own decision.
Wow, it sounds like fun. How many will there be?
Well, we have 6 lined up, and if you decide on 2 of them, you can pack and leave with them in the morning.
Leave? To go where? Wait a minute, who is this?
Isn't this Mr. Thomas Curtis? We have the applicants you requested for your new office force in St. Louis.
Well, I really am very sorry, but I guess you've got the wrong Curtis. I'm with the Palmer House, and the name isn't Thomas.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wanted a Thomas Curtis who is arriving at the hotel this morning.
Well, just a moment. I'll flash the operator for you. Just my luck.
The Palmer House.
Let me talk to my house mother.
Whom did you wish to speak to, sir?
Oh, my... The floor mother. I'm on the 18th floor. You know, the girlie out in the hall.
Thank you, sir. I'll give you the floor clerk.
Yeah? What is it?
Good morning. It's 5:30 and the temperature is 10 degrees.
Yeah.
Are you awake, sir?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you awake, sir? It's 5:40.
Yeah, I'm awake. I was in the shower when you called.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Palmer House.
This is Mr. O'Brien in 1776. It's 7 o'clock. I left a call last night for 5:30. Why didn't you call me?
Palmer House.
Operator, can you get someone to tell me how your air conditioning system works?
I will connect you with the building department.
Good morning. Chief Engineer Edelhofer speaking.
Mr. Edelhofer, I wonder if you could tell me how this air conditioning system in the Palmer House works.
Certainly, sir. Be very glad to be of assistance. The ventilating and air conditioning systems of the Palmer House consist of large central station fans. These fans supply from 2,500 to 60,000 cubic feet of air per minute, depending on the size of the space they serve. In our systems in this hotel, we deliver over 1,500,000 cubic feet of air per minute. While most...
The Palmer House.
Operator?
Yes, sir.
Where am I?
The Palmer House.
In what city?
Chicago, sir.
Well, what day is it?
The 1st of March.
Will you give me long distance?
The Palmer House.
What time does the flight 176 leave from Monroe Street door?
The Palmer House.
I just dialed the wrong number. Could you get it for me?
Just dial 9 and then your number.
Could you dial it? I can't reach the phone.
The Palmer House.
Hello, operator. Could you get the fast O for me, please?
You can dial that number direct.
I know, but there's no place to put the money in.
In 1937, the Palmer House began the first stage of expanding and modernizing its air conditioning program. The largest centrifugal refrigerating machine ever made was installed in a hotel at that time. The operation of this machine was in six... to consider all the necessary physical qualities of air in a program of air conditioning. Good air conditioning includes the simultaneous control of temperature, humidity, movement, and fresh and pure air within an enclosure. This formula was followed very carefully.
The Palmer House.
Please give me the connection with the operator who takes care of guests.
I'll give you information. Palmer House.
Would you give me the desk clerk?
Which desk clerk?
The one that sits alone by himself.
What number did you dial, please?
Delaware 73434.
That number can be dialed direct. Dial 9, wait for the dial tone, and then dial your number.
Are you recording?
No, I'm not.
Chief Operator's Office, Miss Sison.
Hi, Miss Sison. How are all those beautiful dolls up there? Gee whiz, is Catherine around?
Miss McMurray stepped out of the office for a moment. May I help you, Mr. Ainsley?
Gee, yes, you sure can. I goofed. This clowny outfit that's downstairs just asked for a telephone. Well, really, they asked for a telephone a couple of weeks ago, but I forgot to order the... Well, you know how it is. Life's like that, you know, our little problems. How about helping me out, really get this thing in there real fast for me? Down on the fourth floor.
Mr. Ainsley, may I have Miss McMurray call you as soon as she comes in?
Yeah, gee, how long is it going to be? These people are pounding on my back right now.
Well, I'll locate her in just a few minutes and have her call you.
Oh, good. Please, have her call me right away. I know she'll help me out. She always does.
James Joseph Aloysius Frawley.
Butch, could you rush down to the fourth floor registration with a phone?
Have you got an order number?
I'll have to get the order number later.
Sounds like my pal Ainsley.
The Palmer House?
Operator, I would like to leave a message for Mr. George Ralston.
Just a moment. I'll connect you with the message clerk. Message clerk, may I help you?
I would like to leave a message for Mr. George Ralston.
Is that R-A-L-S-T-O-N?
That's right. The message is, please call your brother and Gary.
Thank you. Do you know Mr. Ralston's room number?
Oh, he isn't registered there. He just drops in every few days to pick up mail and messages.
Thank you.
The next stage of modernization came in 1949, when all the old CO2 coils were removed and chilled water coils were installed in the original air-cooled fan.
The Palmer House.
Is this the Palmer House?
This is the Palmer House.
Could you tell me what's showing at the theaters on State Street?
May I suggest that you look in the paper for that information, madam?
Well, if you think that I'm going to get dressed and go out and buy a paper...
The Palmer House?
My name is Jones. I have a room at the Palmer House. I'm over at Mandel's, and I want to make a long-distance call here and have it charged to my room there at the Palmer House.
I'm sorry, sir, but I can't charge a call to a guest room unless the guest makes arrangements before he leaves the room.
Well, I don't know why not. I'm okaying the charge.
Sir, this is for your protection. I do not know you, and you would have to identify yourself.
Do you expect me to walk all the way back over there?
Just a moment, sir. I'll connect you with the assistant manager. I hope he gets Pantley.
Assistant manager, this is Mr. Pantley.
In 1954, we could no longer maintain our system of chemical dehumidification, and it was decided to replace it with the Freon 12 direct expansion system. In 1955, another phase of the Palmer House air conditioning...
Room Clerk Deiniger, just a moment, please.
Can I...
Room Clerk Deiniger, just a moment, please.
Will you...
Room Clerk Deiniger, just a moment, please.
Where's my...
Room Clerk Deiniger, just a moment, please.
I had a...
Room Clerk Deiniger, just a moment, please. Room Clerk Deiniger, just a moment, please.
Front office, Kelly speaking.
Mr. Kelly, all the room clerk phones are off the hook, and we have calls trying to get through.
I'll take care of them immediately. Who left these phones off the hooks?
Our city water requirements for the condensers of these machines were in excess of 2 million gallons of water per day, and the Palmer House decided to install a cooling tower on the roof. This tower is about 75 feet in length and cools approximately 8,000 gallons of water per minute. 1,230 more
Palmer House.
What time do you open the switchboard?
We have 24-hour service, miss.
Oh, I was afraid I had called too early.
May I help you?
Would you? Well, you see, a couple of us girls would like to come downtown, you know. Shop around, maybe have lunch. But we want to have a drink before we eat. You know how it is. And what would you suggest that we, wait a minute. Maybe we want two drinks.
I believe we have within our building every type of air conditioning system ever used, except the double duct system. I think that just about covers it, sir. Do you have any further questions?
Yes, I have one. How the hell do you shut the damn thing off?
Mr. Blackstone, are you still there?
Yeah, this fellow hasn't called yet. Say, she was good. Did you hear all those crazy calls?
Didn't miss a one of them.
Well, leave the phone open so I can hear Mr. Herndon.
Okay, Mr. Curtis is just going to turn the meeting over to him now. I hope you can hear him because he might be away for a few meetings.
Oh, well, this guy hasn't called yet. The hell with him. I'll be right down.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Operator.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. 1850 is busy.
Thank you.
Mr. Brown, Irene 1138W. Thank you. Irene 851.
2318 doesn't answer. Thank you.
Room 851 does not answer.
What information do you wish, please?
What name, please?
Operator.
Thank you.
Thank
you. I'll connect you to the information clerk.
The Palmer House.
Thank you.
The number is financial 6 5 300.
Right.
You're welcome.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm ringing
158W.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Palmer House.
Thank you.
Connect you with the information clerk.
Palmer House.
Room 1528.
The Palmer House. Are you paid?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Palmer House. The Palmer House. connect you with the information, please?
We'll
I'm waiting for it. I found dial 9 and then the number.
The Palmer House. 788.
Palmer House.
I put it in. The Palmer House.
Thank you.
The Palmer House.
Thank you. The Palmer House. The 1374 is busy. Thank you. The Palmer House.
Palmer
Thank
House.
You.
You may have extension 227. Thank you for waiting.
What information do you want? Palmer
House. I'll connect you to the dial.
Have you ever considered how difficult it is to get information or assistance over the telephone, particularly in a large business or institution, say even a hotel, where most of the employees may know numbers, extensions, information such as who to call when, or where to get certain information with one call? Such employees are apt to lose sight of the fact that the poor, misguided customers, strangers, or guests don't have the knowledge or information that the employees have. They expect that when their phone rings, the caller wants them or wants to discuss some business pertinent to their particular position or the office they are operating. For example, let us consider a hotel guest who has registered, turned his luggage checks over to a bellman, and is on his way up to his floor in an automatic elevator when the elevator stops, apparently between floors, as the doors do not open. The guest is alone, and while he is a stranger to this hotel, he does know that there must be information listed somewhere in the car to tell him what to do, or that pretty soon a voice will come over the speaker and tell him what to do. Let us say he pushed the button marked Push for Instruction, and a voice speaks.
Kindly enter the car and push the button for the floor you want. Thank you.
Well, lady, I have pushed the button. Now what?
Kindly enter the car and push the button for the floor you want. Thank you.
Well, I have thank you, and apparently you are a recorded voice, and you have no interest in my problem. Therefore, I will turn you off and try something else, like this telephone.
Kindly enter the car.
Information.
Hello there. My name is Smith.
John Smith?
Well, no, it's Rudolph Smith.
Is he registered?
Yes.
Where is he from?
Who?
Rudolph Smith.
No, you don't understand. I'm John Smith. I mean, I'm Rudolph Smith.
Then you want John Smith.
Well, no, I don't even know John Smith. What I want...
Look, sir, we're not running a Lonely Hearts Club here. Who do you want?
Well, you see, I have this room on the 22nd floor, and I...
If you want to change your room, you'll have to talk to the room clerk about that. Just a minute.
What?
Johnny, pick up the phone. This gentleman wants to change his room. It must be too high or something.
You don't... Hello, sir. You don't understand.
What is your name, sir?
My name is Smith, Rudolph Smith.
My name's Smith, too, John Smith.
Oh, well, I wonder if we're related. You see, Mr. Smith,
I always try to make your namesake happy. What's wrong with your room, sir?
Well, John, I don't know that anything is wrong with my room yet. I haven't seen it. But you see...
Mr. Smith, don't you think you ought to look at it before you make any arbitrary decision?
Well, you see, John, Mr. Smith, I don't know if I can take the room. I'm sort of stuck. This is a little embarrassing, but...
Smith, you want the credit department. Harry, pick up number 12. Some jerk named Smith can't pay for his room.
Hello, what's your problem?
Well, hello, sir. My name is Smith, Rudolph, and I...
Well, Mr. Rudolph, I'm W.R. Throckmorton. Why did you take a room if you couldn't pay for it?
Oh, you misunderstand, Mr. Throckmorton. I think I can pay for it, but you see...
You think, indeed. Do you have a credit card, Mr. Rudolph? Carte blanche, that credit card, that is?
Well, yes, I have, Mr. Throckmorton. You see, my real name is Smith, Rudolph Smith, and I...
It is always best to give your real name, Mr. Smith, as long as you have luggage and a credit card. You do have luggage, don't you?
Well, yes, I have. That is, I think I have. You see, I gave my checks to the bellman, and I haven't...
Then you want the bell, Captain. Hold on. Captain Jones, this call is for you. Man hasn't received his bags yet.
Okay, Throcky. Hello, sir. What is your name?
My name is Smith. Rudolph Smith.
And what is your room number, Mr. Smith?
2245, but...
2245? Smith, R. Let's see, your bags went up 10 minutes ago. Haven't they put them into your room yet?
Well, I don't know. You see...
Would you mind looking around, Mr. Smith? Or is that too much to ask?
Well, I would gladly look, but I'm not in my room yet.
Aren't you calling from your room?
No, you see, I'm calling from this elevator.
Strictly against the rules, Mr. Smith. I will have to turn you over to the house officer. Oh, Mr. Goldstein, will you talk to this fellow? He's using an elevator phone.
House Officer Goldstein speaking. Why are you using the elevator phone, Mr....
Well, this is an emergency. Oh, my name is Smith. Rudolph or John or something, I'm not too sure now. But I'm in this elevator and it stopped.
Well, why don't you get off and go to your room like a nice chap?
Well, that I would like to do. But the elevator is stuck between the floors and the doors won't open.
Oh, you want the engineering department. Just hang up and dial 311.
Well, thank you, Officer Smith, or Goldstein.
This is the Conrad Hilton desk clerk. May I help you?
I'm trying to get the engineering department.
Well, where are you calling from, sir? You can dial them direct.
Well, I'm on an elevator between floors in the Palmer House.
Well, I don't believe I can help you, sir.
Well, hold on. Don't go away. I believe you can. Would you please call the Palmer House and ask them to get me out of this elevator?
What is your name, sir?
Smith, I believe.
Well, I wouldn't be able to change the or charge the call, sir, but why don't you hang up and call the operator of the Palmer House yourself?
Well, I've been trying to do that for... Oh, never mind. The damn thing's moving again.
Well, really, sir, you don't have to swear at it.
Mr. Langford's office.
Is he there?
Mr. Langford is in, but he's not in the office, Mr. George.
Have him call me.
Yes, Mr. George. Mr. Pearl, see if you can find him. Mr. George wants him right away. Mr. Langford, Mr. George wants you to call him immediately. Yes, sir.
Mr. Martin, he no hear no more traitors. Understand he number one boy in sale department.
Mr. Langford, I think I got a hold of an old office directory. What a place to spend my last remaining days. Reservation office. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Jeannie, get Mr. Langford. Mr. Collins wants him right away.
Catering office. Who's calling, Mr. Rene? Just a moment, please.
Good morning, Monsieur Langford. This is Rene. We're having a fine group for dinner in the Wabish room. It's for 85 people. No, that's a mistake in the printing. It's for 35. For 1850, no, that's 850 per plate. They would like the use of the governor's suite for cocktails before dinner. It's a fine group. June the 16th. Salmonson Furniture Company, can't we take it away from them? I thank you very, very much.
Mr. Langford, I had a call for you when you had that friend of Mr. Sharon's with you. You're supposed to call this man. I don't know if he said he was Mr. Smith of Phelps Dodge or Mr. Dodge of... Oh, Phelps Smith or Smith of Phelps... Oh, well, shall I get the number for you? Oh, what a place to spend my remaining days.
Hello, Harry? Where's Harry? Well, let me tell you. Harry always gives me 2 sample rooms the Monday of every furniture market. Listen, Harry said to me, he said once, for you, Abe, always I get a room for you. Wait a minute. Will you wait one moment? Where's that other man that worked real close with Mr. Harry? His name Mr. Smellin. They're both in Denver? Are they going to be there permanently? Well, then you can do me no good, huh? Well, okay, I'll call Harry in Denver. He'll tell you to take care of me. Goodbye. Mr. Langford's office. No, Mr. Lefebvre, he's not here right now. Now, Mr. Lefebvre, that's nothing to say. Well, maybe he is upstairs laying down. Well, Mr. Lefebvre, if you had his job, believe me, you'd be in bed long time ago. Oh, I'm telling you, this place is getting worse. It was never like this at Pullman Company.